Yahrzeit. So we dedicate this year the learning in memory of his grandfather. Where did we get up to in the Gemara? Let's see again.
Chashmonoim.
And Gimlam and Beis. Let's review again. Let's start from the beginning. Beis and all the Beyontes. There's a machlek is Beishamay and Beisilo. Beishamay said there's nothing wrong. A kosher egg, a kosher chicken, a kosher egg, there's no problem. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be allowed to eat it. And the Beisilo, we pass like the Beisilo say, you're not permitted to eat the egg. So the Gemara had four explanations for the sheep is Beisilo. What's wrong with the egg? What's wrong with the Beis and all the? One explanation was that it's a din deraisa. One explanation was that it's a half semi din deraisa. It's a din derabanan that has an asmacht and a pasuk, so it's a semi deraisa. And the other two knocked it down to angansan a din derabanan. One said it's a pesa din deraisa rabba. That's how we probably pass it, like rabba. Rabba says there's a din deraisa that's called hachana. We name it hachana de rabba because he was the one who developed this idea. It's a rabba's din of hachana. Hachana de rabba is that any food that you want to eat on Shabbos and Yontif has to have a proper hachon in advance. And if you make a hachon on Shabbos for Yontif or on Yontif for Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the food on the second day. All hachonas have to be libod yom on a yom chol, not on a yom kodesh. So if you have a beitza, if you have Shabbos next to Yontif, whatever order, whether Yontif is there Shabbos or Yontif is Sunday, the beitza that's nolda on the second day, we assume kol beitza de b'sialdo ho'idna, if the hen lays the egg today, it must have been nigmero inside the body of the hen yesterday. So even though no one did an aveira that's done by clockwork, it happens automatically, naturally, that's b'derech ha'teva, that's what the Gemara calls. The Gemara calls it hachana b'dei shamay. No one did anything wrong. Nonetheless, sof kol sof, the hachana was improper. The hachana was done on yontif for Shabbos, or Shabbos for yontif. So Rabbi holds that that's an Issa deraisa. You're not allowed to eat that beitza on that second day. You're permitted to eat it b'yom chol, that's not a problem, because sudas chol don't require achana, so it doesn't bother me. Proper achana, improper achana. You can't ask a kasha, Rashi says, you can't ask a kasha, so every beitza that's nolda on Yisrachag, or any beitza that's nolda on Sunday, always had an improper achana, had achana on Shabbos. And Rashi says, what do I care? Sudas chol is not choshev. There's no halacha that it needs achana. So what does it bother me if it has an improper achana? That's not a problem. No one violated anything. It's just a natural process. It's achana b'dei shamayim. And sudas chol doesn't need any achana, so there's no problem. But sudas Shabbos v'yontif need achana. It's a sudas chashuv. It's a mitzvah. Needs achana. So you're not permitted to eat whatever has an improper achana. So if it would be beitza shenolda b'yontif hasamach l'Shabbos, if yontif would be Sunday, so the beitza would be asa b'achila min ha-Torah. Or beitza shenolda b'Shabbos, if erev Shabbos was yontif, beitza shenolda b'Shabbos would be nisa d'rais. If it's only yontif d'yalma, Shabbos d'yalma, it's not a yontif asamach l'Shabbos, not 2 days in a row. Plain Shabbos are plain yontif, so that's already not a din d'rais, so that's already a gzeira d'rabban, a gzeira otu, Shabbos next to yontif. So Rab also agrees that most of the time is going to be only a din d'rabban. But sometimes it's a din deraisa. Then we had Rav Nachman said, no, you're talking about a tanegoiles hoimedes legadol beitzim. The tanegoiles hoimedes lachilo is not muktzan yontif. You're permitted to shecht on yontif. Bizman atanoim. Bizman azem maybe not. We'll have to learn the Gemara. But bizman atanoim. Bizman until recently, till they had refrigerators. For sure it was mutter to shecht on yontif, because that was a normal procedure. If anyone wants to eat flesh in the middle of the week, he shechts a chicken, he shechts something, and he eats it on the same day. Today, it's highly unlikely. If a person is interested in eating flesh, he's going to shecht the behemoth today. They'll have it already in the freezer from a long time ago. So today, it's a question whether you're permitted to shecht on yontif. Even though the Chumash says, Eichel Nefesh is mutter, but you're not allowed to go fishing on yontif, you're not allowed to pluck off from the tree on yontif, so the explanation was given by the Rishonim, you're only permitted to do Eichel Nefesh on yontif activities that are normally done samach l'suda, normally done soon before you're about to eat. And you don't go fishing when you're hungry for fish. You have the fish already from yesterday, from an earlier time. You don't go pluck off the fruits or the vegetables from the trees or from the ground when you're interested in eating. You pluck it off and you leave it in the kitchen, and then you eat it. So those pe'ulas, those malachas that are not normally done, samach le'achilo, samach le'zman achilo, those you're not allowed to do on Yom. That's why shechita today is a big question. Now that we have freezers and no one in his right mind shechts right before he's about to eat it, so it's probably not permissible. It could be that today would be an isa deraisa. Yeah, no choice. Yeah, but
it's megla, but you can do it.
It's megla, but the question is it a normal? Right, the question, is it a normal thing to do it soon before the meal? So if it's normal to do it soon before the meal, then it's permissible on Yontif. That's called Derech HaSuda. But today it's not normal to shecht right soon before the meal. It's, we never do it like that.
What he's saying is that if there's a scenario where one shechts on Friday, it's not an impossibility. Friday for Shabbos, then why should you be allowed to shecht on Yontif? You can shecht the day before.
Cooking is also the same. You can cook the food on Erev Yom Tov also,
tastes
but
better.
The thing is, even though you could have cooked it, even if it wouldn't taste better, if
no.
You do, since there's nothing abnormal with cooking food on the weekdays, right, before you're about to eat that meal, so that's called Malachas Achal Nefesh, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. With the Rabbanon we say not allowed to. With the Rabbanon we say whatever is Efshal Ases Mevod Yom, you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov, unless it's the Efshal Ases Mevod Yom. Let's say, to bake challahs. If you bake challahs on Erev Yontif, eat them on Yontif, they're going to be a little bit stale. You bake them on Yontif, it's going to be very fresh, it'll be much tastier. So that's what the Achrayim say. It's a mitzvah to bake the challahs on Yontif, because that's called Eif Shalasas Mabod Yom. But if there are some foods that if you would have cooked it on Erev Yontif, it would taste just as good, or the people of Bnei Bais, they don't care so much. As far as they're concerned, it's the same thing. Whether it was cooked yesterday and reheated from the refrigerator, it was cooked today, all year long. They never, it doesn't make a difference to them. So then, min haTorah, you're permitted to do the malacha on Yontif, but min haRabbanon, you're not allowed to. That's what Tosfos said. That the difference between Efshal Ases Mevod Yom, any Efshal Ases Mevod Yom, never appears in the Gemara in connection with Eichal Nefesh. And the Gemara only appears in connection with Machshirei Eichal Nefesh, making a fork, making a knife, something like that. But in Eichal Nefesh proper, Tosfos says on Gimel Amud Aleph, on the level of the rice, it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's Efshal Ases Mevod Yom, you could have just as well done it yesterday, then you're still permitted to do it on Yontif. But Alocha L'maisim at the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to. That's how the Rishonim say, that's how it's on the Shulchan Aruch. The Rabbanon, whatever Efshal Ases Mevod Yom would have tasted just as good, so at the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif.
Well, people cook
that's
a problem. If it tastes better, if they've been able to enjoy it better because it's cooked today, let's say during the weekdays, if they're such connoisseurs and they enjoy freshly cooked food more, like freshly baked challahs do taste better than challahs that were baked yesterday. So if the Bnei Bayis are such people that they enjoy freshly cooked food better than food from yesterday, then they're talking not allowed to cook it on. Then they're permitted to cook it on Yontif. But if they're not makpid, to them it does make a difference. Then they're talking midrabbanan, they're not allowed. Not allowed to cook it on Yontif. Yeah, a lot of women cook everything before Yontif. They don't want to. They want to daven in shul. They want to visit, huh? They
no,
don't want to.
I think spaghetti and stuff like that. You can't make it before Yom Tov. You're gonna eat that on Yom Tov. You want to have spaghetti. You got to make it on Yom Tov. You got to make it fresh.
Because it's not gonna taste. Okay. Spaghetti. Okay. Those who want to eat spaghetti on Yom Tov, for sure, that's the normal way to do it. Okay. So again, so what was the reason why the Beit Shanal to be on the Bezos? The rabbi said that if it's 2 days in a row and it's nulled on the second day, then it'll be an Issa Deraisa. It's only 1 day Shabbos or 1 day Yontif, so it's only Agzeira Derabban, Agzeira Otu. Alright, but at least according to Rabbi, you're dealing with an Issa Deraisa. According to Rabbi Nachman, we're talking like this. If you have a live hen, a live chicken on Yontif, and you plan to eat that chicken, you plan to shecht that chicken on Yontif, but it's Mana Talmud was Mutter to shecht on Yontif. So that chicken, Tanigrelis Hameres Lachila, is not going to be Mukta. So the Memela, the Beit Shanol, is not going to be Mukta Ila, the Gemara said. That's going to be Uchla Difras. That's going to be Oichel Shanifrat Meyachel.
But in the Beit Shanol, with Tanigrelis Lachila, is partial Lachila. The acting itself is not, it's one intense part, it's not so much different.
Right, so that's what Rab Nachman claimed. We hold like Rabbi, even if the Tanigrelis would be Hameres Lachila, The Beitzer Shenolda is still also because it had the Hachana yesterday and a Gansa Maita with Hachana. But Rav Nachman doesn't hold from that story with Hachana. He doesn't believe in that, in that din of an improper Hachana. So Rav Nachman gives his pshat. So if it's a Tanagirlis on Medus Lachila, so that's called Oichel on Yontif, you're allowed to shecht it, it's Oichel. So the Beitzer Shenolda from a Tanagirlis Medus Lachila is Oichel Shenifred Me Oichel. It's like slicing a challah, as they took off one slice. I over here, the egg is parva and the chicken is fleishik, so how can you call it? So it doesn't make a difference. Even though this is parva, this is fleishik, it's still uchla de ifras, means oichel shenifer meyoichel, so it doesn't pose a problem of mukta. But we're talking in the Mishnah about atanagolus hamedes legadol beitzim. So then in that case, you're not allowed to shecht the tanagolus on yontan because tanagolus itself is mukta. And what about the beitzim shenol? There's also got to be mukta. So that's why we understand this hill. So what did Beis Shammai say? How can Beis Shammai say it's not Muktzah? So they don't hold for Muktzah. They don't hold for Muktzah. So Rav Nachman claims that the issue being disputed between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is the whole machlokes whether you hold from this din of Muktzah or not. No, what's the story? Muktzah is an Issa Deraisa? No, Muktzah is only a din Derabbanan. It's not a din Deraisa. But the Taisa said that there's an Asmacht and a Pasuk. It says Beyachinu Issa Sheyaviu. So at least it says by the Mon. They should prepare the Mon. So at least there's an asmachta, so you have a right to treat it like a din deraisa. It's only a din derabbanan. What are we pushing whether it's deraisa derabbanan for? Because we have a brisa on gimla mebeis. The Mishnah says if you have a beitza shenolda biyontif, I know it was nolda biyontif. What if I have a beitza? I'm not sure. I don't know. It's a suffix. I don't know whether it's nolda biyontif or beitza shenolda be'erev yontif. So what's the din? So the brisa says sveiko asura. So the Gemara wants to know why should it be sveiko asura. So it said, Bishleim, if you're all like Rabbah, that you're dealing with an Issa deraisa, the suffix deraisa l'chumer. It's not really 100% deraisa, it's only deraisa if it's 2 days next to each other. Yeah. If it's one day Shabbos, or isolated, one day Yontif, so it's not deraisa. But still, you'll say Sveika derabbana l'chumer there too. That's a din derabbana and that it's semi deraisa. Close to a deraisa. We'll get to the Dov Sheish Mantra. We'll get there. Or if you all like Rav Nachman, the Taisa says, the Gemara never said, if you all like Rav Nachman, Taisa says that the issue disputed is Muktzah and Beisilo, hold from Muktzah. So then also we understand why you have to go to Chumah. Even though Muktzah is only a Din Derabbanan, that's a little Taisa on Gimel on the base, on the right hand column, under the Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, not where the Taisa belongs. After all, the Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, you have a little paragraph that says, Tof Yud Taisa Sishonim. So it says, according to Rav Nachman, they never asked the Kasha why Sveika Asura, because Mukta Chamir v'Havikain Deraisa, because you have an Asmachta and a Pasuk. So even though Mukta is only the Rabbanon, you have to go Sofik the Rabbanon L'Chumra, because you have a Mokker and Chumish, you have an Asmachta. Okay, so if you all like Rav Nachman, that the reason for the Beis Hillel is that it's the Tanagolus is Mukta and the Beitz is Mukta, so even though Mukta is only the Rabbanon, alright, so we'll say Sofik Mukta L'Chumra. Sofik Mukhan. Sofik Mukhan means Sofik Mukhtse. You go to Chumah. But we had another two explanations for the Mishnah. The third and the fourth were Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak. They gave in Gansen from left field and Gansen a different explanation. One of them said that a Beitah Shenol the Bishab is a beyond the disaster because it looks like Mashkan Shazovu. If you have grapes or olives in the juice, you're not allowed to squeeze out grapes or olives, not a Shabbos, not a Yom. So if the juice was that by itself, you didn't do anything wrong. Tavos Ken Zayin. So there's a special Mishnah made a special Gzeira de Rabbanon. We don't permit you to drink the juice that oozed out by itself. Gzeira, maybe you'll forget and you'll squeeze it and you'll be in violation of the Malacha. Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'Yontif. You're not allowed to drink the Mashkan Shazavu. So one opinion in the Gemara is that the Beitzah Shenol de B'Yontif belongs to that category of Mashkan Shazavu. That's a Gansan of the Rabbanon. Yeah, even though the reason clearly doesn't apply. The reason doesn't apply. It's a light plug Rabbanon, and it's part of that there.
There is an uncle, it's not a mashk anyway.
And the other opinion was that that doesn't make any sense because the beit is an oichel. It's not a mashk. So if you want to say that it belongs to some kind of gzeira, rather than say that it falls under the category of mashk and shazav me'aleim, say that it falls under the category of peris on oshrim. That's a mishnah in Pesachim that if you're not allowed to pluck off fruits or vegetables from the tree or from the ground. Not on Shabbos, not on Yontif. So what if it fell off by itself? So no one did anything wrong, should be mutter. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to eat the peris on Hashem. You may enjoy them so much, you may forget and get carried away and pluck it off, which is an Issa. So they said you're not even allowed to eat the pears that fell off by themselves. The one opinion of the Gemara was that the Beitza Shenoldo is only the Rabbanim because it's like Paris on the Ishrim. And one said, no, it's like the Mashkin Shazol. So the Gemara says, what are they going to do? Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi, who is it? Rabbi Yankin? Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak, these two, the bottom of Beis and Beis, top of Gimel Amin Aleph. According to these two reasons, reason number three and reason number four to Aser, the Beitza Shenoldo beyond them. So how do you understand the Braisa that says, Sveiko Asura, have a Beitza, Sufik, Nolda Biontav, Sufik, Nolda Biontav. The worst it can be is a Sufik, the Rabbanu, the Kula. Sufik, the Rabbanu, the Kula. Why does it say in the Braisa that it's us? So the Gemara, Dreitzach, and Dreitzach, and Dreitzach, the Gemara says maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe it's the other thing. So that's what we got up to. Amdalad Amadalad. About 10 lines from the top. Rabashi Yomar, Rabashi says no. Meyoilam, and it says in the Braisa, Sveiko Asura, it goes on the Sufik, Yontav, Sufik, Chol. It means I have a beitza, and I don't know whether was it nolda beyontif, was it nolda be'erev yontif. That's what I'm not sure about. You ask Akasha, say Sufik the Rabbanu Lakula, according to the last two reasons. According to Rav Yosef and according to Rav Yitzchak, say Sveika the Rabbanu Lakula. So he says, no. Havi davish yesh lematir, mechal davish yesh lematir, and afilu be the Rabbanu lai batal. What does that mean? We're not talking about batal. Bitul is when you have a taruvis. If you have an Easter and it got mixed in and I can't identify, is this a tray for one? Is this a tray for one? If you have a Beitzah Shenolda Biyontif, which is only the Rabbanon, and it gets mixed in with other Beitzim, that din we know already, the Gemara said. That stock of the din, Dovah Shesh L'matir, and it's not Bapal. Why should you permit him to eat it on Yontif? To rely on Bittul. Wait till after Avdolah, you won't have to rely on Bittul. So your decision to eat it on Yontif is a violation of Eim Ravatan Yisrael HaTchila, even though you didn't mix it in. It got mixed in, it got blended in by itself, but your decision to eat it today, that's the violation of Eim Ravatan Yisrael. If you don't eat it today, then you're not relying on Bittul, so wait till after Havdol. So that we know already that there's a din of Eim Ravatan Yisrael HaTchila and Dov Sheish L'matir, and even if it gets mixed in, you're not allowed to eat it. But here Avashi is extending that. He says, just like there's such a din of Dovah Sheish L'matir is not Batul, so too there's a din in a case where there's no Taruvus. That's in the case where there's a Taruvus. So too in a case where there's no Taruvus, there's one Beitza, and I just don't know the fact. Was it Nol that the Erev Yontif was an Nol the Beyontif? So whenever there's a Sufik, you have to say Sufik the Rabbanon Lechumre by a Dovah Sheish L'matir. That's what Rav Ashi said. Rav Ashi never spelled it out. Rav Ashi left it up to Rashi. Rashi finishes the sentence. Abashi Yomar, Afilu b'de Rabbanon lo'i botel. Here's the Rashi on Dalet Amin Aleph, around 20 lines from the top. Kegon Beitza, Xeris Peres Anoshin, lo'i b'teilu b'taravotza. Now, the Kiheche, and just like, Abashi never finishes the sentence. Here it says on the side, Tosefta 80 is Perik Beis. On the side of the... So the Rashi, right next to that, writes, V'kihechi, and just like the Bitula Machmerinon... May high time, or just like by Beetle, if there would be a Taruvus, you would say it's on Dalet Amin Aleph. You have the right now. Dalet. Okay. Keche de Bitula Machmerino, and just like by a Taruvus, you say it's not Bottle, because Davish Hashmante may high time. So Besfeke Nami Machmerino may high time. What does that mean? Sofik de Rabbanon Lakula, Lamashal. We have, just to divert for a moment, we have two terms. Duchuya and Hutra. We have a concept of Duchuya and a concept of Hutra. Take for example, the din is, we spoke about it last week. Every Chanukah, everybody speaks about it. The din is when you bring Karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash, everything has to be done the Tahara. The Kohanim have to be Tahirim in it. And the Flesh has to be Tahar. And the Dam has to be Tahar. And all the Kalim have to be Tahar. Everybody in the Klal Yisrael has to be Tahar. The Raman says, the Klal Yisrael, a Korban Tzibur, that's offered on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael has to be Tahar. Everybody has to be Tahar. What if it turns out that the tomei, so you don't bring the carbon? So the din is if the carbon is manakavua, if the roi batzibur is tomei, carbon is manakavua, the din is that you're allowed to bring it even betumah. It's okay. So the Gemara has a machloikis hatanoim and a machloikis amaroim, a famous machloikis in Yuma. And davov, what's the nature of that din that you permitted a mahatnish kembreire, a carbon is manakavua? If you don't bring it today, you're going to lose the chance to bring it. If it's a carbon that is manakavua, so you bring the carbon even betumah if you have no chance. So the Gemara has a machloikis, is that tumah hutra betzibur, or is that tumah dechuya betzibur? Dechuya means that it's doicha, it means with the krechts. What can we do? Hutrish Kembrera, it's mutter. And hutra means hetagomer bishofi. Hetagomer. No problem, hetagomer. What's the difference whether you call it duchuya with, if it's mutter with a krechta, it's mutter without a krechta? Bottom line, mutter is mutter. So the Gemara says, no. The difference is, if it's only mutter, hutrish Kembrera, with a krechta, then if it's efshel lekayim shneyim, if you can avoid it, let's say you have 10 kohanim manning the Beis HaMikdash today, and you have the carbon sibur, the carbon tamid has to be brought today, and half of the kohanim atomi, half of the kohanim ato. So who tells the tamid kohen to the makor of the carbon? Go back to your dormitory room, go back to the dormitories in the basement, go back, go to the mikveh and wait till tomorrow, let the other kohanim bring it to tahara. So the Gemara says that depends on this machlekes. If yel tumah is dechuya b'tzibur, it's only EF Shalakaim Shneim with a krecht.
You can do that.
So you're not allowed to, in this case, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. We don't need you. It's EF Shalakaim. You can be Yates in the mitzvah of Akrobis Karbonis without him. But if you hold that it's Tumah Hutra, Heta Gomor, Bishofi, no problem. So no problem is no problem. Even if you can avoid it, you don't even have to try to avoid it. Or other shilas that Paskim discuss. A doctor treating a patient on Shabbos, a Chayla Mesukan. So they say Pikach Nefesh is Decha Shabbos, they say Pikach Nefesh on Shabbos, Shabbos is Hutra. Do you say Hutra Heta Gomer? You don't have to try to avoid the Chilul Shabbos. And they say, no, it's only the Chuya. You have to try to avoid the Chilul Shabbos as much as possible. So Rav Moshe has a whole Tshuva. Rav Moshe says, an unusual Tshuva, he says, we paskin the Chuya, so therefore the Fruma doctor has to have an unlisted telephone number, so nobody should call him on Shabbos. The patient can drop dead. He doesn't know where to call the doctor. No. What do you mean you have an unlisted phone? The Fruma doctor should try to hide, so nobody should call him on Shabbos. It's a shvera tshuva. In principle, we understand it. You have to try to avoid Shabbos. Let him go get a goy on Shabbos. Okay. But if this eitz, this particular, have an unlisted number, so you never get any customers in the weekdays either. You won't get Shabbos as a big chumah. You won't get in the weekdays either if you have an unlisted number. All right. But what he means to say is that we pass in the chuy is to have to try to avoid as much as possible chilul Shabbos. Okay. So here, there's also such a discussion about what's the din bitul beroiv? What's the din of bitul beroiv? Bitul beroiv is heta gomer. No, bitul beroiv, there's a trefa thing got mixed in. A little chazashmat fell into the soup. Whenever you're going to, and it got mixed in. And you have 100 times shishin, it's a bottle. But whenever any bowl of soup, any spoon of soup that you're going to be swallowing, you know for sure, you're drinking some of the chazashmal. And the chotzi shir is asim and atar. But that's halacha, is mutter. So you say, is heta gomer? No, under the circumstances. Beleis breiris, it became bottle. Batim shkambreiris, it's mutter. But you wouldn't say mutter lachatchila to mix in the trefis, the chazashmal. Aim about the nis lachatchila. Not allowed to mix it in lachatchila. If it fell in, so it's like the chuya. You wouldn't say hutra. Or safik derabbanu lekula. Safik derabbanu lekula means absolutely no problem. What means no problem? You may be in violation of a din derabbanu. So the answer is no. It's only a safik. We don't know for sure that it's aser. So you have a right to be mekel. It's only a din derabbanu. It's not a din derabbanu. You have a right to be mekel. But to say lachatchila, we're going to go out of our way to do something in a way. Let's say we're going to set up a hashgacha in such a way that it's going to be a safik derabbanu lekula. The OU will give a supervision to something where we know in advance that it's a Safik Darabbanan Lekula. So you're not allowed to do that. Safik Darabbanan Lekula means like the Chuya, like a Kula with a Krecht. So you're not allowed to do Lachatchili, you're not allowed to do like that. So that's what the Gemara says. Whenever you have a Dovah, Sheish Lamatirin, a Shaila, and you can wait till after Havdol and it'll become Oy Shaila. You won't have to rely on any Kulas. So then the Gemara says, you're not permitted to rely on either of these two kulas. Not on the kula bitul beroiv, that's a kula with respect to dinam deraisa bitul beroiv, and not on the kula of safik derabbanu lekula, which is with such a shvacha kula, it only works on dinam derabbanu, it doesn't work on dinam deraisa. So on both, when it comes to kulas, you should try these kind of kulas. Sometimes the kulas have to gomer, sometimes the kulas have mutar lagamer, it's not that it's a kula. The balabas maybe didn't know, so you had to ask the rabbi the shah. The rabbi says mutar, that's not a kula. Sometimes it's mutter with a krechts, and sometimes absolutely mutter legamre. Are you allowed to learn tonight? So you say, the rabbi said you're allowed to learn. So that's not a kula. That's absolutely permissible. You're allowed to learn. Yontem Shenish Al Golias and Katzmach, what's Erev? What's the shayli? You're not allowed to learn. Nittelnacht, what? That's not a kula. Let's say, yes, the rabbi, you're allowed to learn Nittelnacht. Says, yes, absolutely mutter. So you should try to avoid it. You shouldn't learn. No! Het the gomer. Some have the practice, they don't learn on this. Those who hold the mutter, mutter lagamre, hutra. It's not dechuya, it's hutra. You don't say, well, let me do my homework tonight and I'll learn tomorrow morning. No, it's hutra, hutra, mutter lagamre, it's mutter. So the Gemara says, whenever you have such a heter, a kula, that's a kula with a krechts. It's only a prina like dechuya, it's not hutra. So you have to try to avoid it whenever possible. So whenever it's a dovish, yesh lamatirin, wait till tomorrow night.
The hutro on what name all the youth in Momanus in other Lechabero? Only other Lamokam.
I think it's only been other Lamokam. This whole word of hutro versus the Chuya.
If you make it Momanus, it makes things very complicated.
In Momanus, do you ever have such a thing? Yeah, you have such similar things that sometimes I'm entitled to the moment, but ain racha chamin lechem. You do have things like that. Right, something similar, yeah. Similar, but not really the same. Not really the same. So 2 weeks ago, we mentioned the following. We'll review again. The Brice on Gimel Amid Beis reads like this. Here, the Brice around 8 lines from the top of Gimel Amid Beis. The Brice reads like this. Echad beitzah shenol de b'shabbos ve'echad beitzah shenol de b'yontav is the same din. Eim etaltel im oisa, it's mukze, not allowed to move it. Shoin. Usveiko asura. The next line says, Sveiko asura. Why is Sveiko asura? So now we finally came to the pshat. But the beitzah shenol, the worst it could be is only the rabbonah, let's say. If you learn the third or the fourth pshat, that it's Peres Andosh Mashma Shazavu, the worst it is only Anisa de Rabbonon. Anisa de Rabbonon. So say Savik de Rabbonon Lakula. So the answer is no Sveiko Asura, because Adob Shesh Lamatirin, you're not allowed to apply the principle of Savik de Rabbonon Lakula. And then it says, in the Sarva Be'elef Kula Masura. So if it gets mixed in with others, it's not bottled. Why is it not bottled? Because Baita Adob Shesh Lamatirin. Adob Shesh Lamatirin is not bottled. So Taisvus has the long Taisvus here about Acheres Bacheres. So Taisvus asks like this: Speiko Asura, the Shaina Sofik. I have a beit. I'm not sure whether this beit was an older bear of Yontif or Biyontif. And then it says Vim Nisar Habel of Kula Masuris. What was Nisar Habel of this Speiko? The beit that I'm not sure whether. So it's the Shaina Shrek Speiko. I have 1,000 eggs. One of those eggs was a suffix if it was nolda b'yontif a bear of yontif. So now I pull out one egg, pull out whatever the family is going to eat. We're going to take out 5 eggs out of 1,000. The odds are that I'm not the lucky winner, that these 5 eggs are probably not 5 out of 1,000, probably not the one. And it's a suffix. Is this the egg that fell in or not? And even if it is the egg that fell in, but it's only a suffix to begin with. So that's what Taisus and all the Rishonim asked. How can it say that it's us? Isn't it a Svek Sveke? How come it says Nisarva? In Nisarva, Be'el of Kula Masurais. I should say that it should be Mutim Itam, Svek Sveke. That's the Kash. So some Rishonim say you're reading the Brisa wrong. Svek Asura.
That's one. Nice.
Period. That's one din. Have a beta. I don't know whether this beta was known the Be'er of Yonta Beyonta. Then the Sarva Be'el of Kula Masura doesn't go on the Sveiko Asura, it goes back on a Vadai. If you have a Beitish and all the Beyontif, and that Beitish Shavadai and all the Beyontif was the Sarva Be'el, if it'll be Asuras. But if it's going to be a case, I have a Beitza, Sufik and all the Beyontif, Sufik and all the Be'er of Beyontif, and then it gets mixed in with Elef, doesn't shine on Sveik Sveika, that will be Mutra. So some Shainim say, that's what you got to say. If it's going to be a Sufik, no the Beyontif, Sufik, no the Be'er of Beyontif, and the Sarva, is the Hasvek Sveken.
It is a Sufik, but it could be Dovah Sheish Lamatirin.
So that's what Sami Rishonim answered. Sami Rishonim answered, you read the Brisa wrong. The Sarva Be'elef doesn't go on Sveka, it goes on Vador. But if you would have a case of Sufik, Shenisarva Be'elef, it would take the Muta, Allah Alamaisa, because of Svek Sveka Muta. And others say, no, you just said here, Ravashi just said that in Dovah Sheish Lamatirin means you can easily avoid, without a great major problem, you can avoid relying on these kulas. So whenever you can avoid relying on bitl, you must, because bitl is only a dechuya, it's not a hutra. Whenever you can avoid relying on Sufik, the Rabbanu Lekula, you have to avoid tehua dinami. Whenever you can avoid relying on Svek Sveki, you should rely. But many other Rishonim say not true. That's in Yeridei, Kuf Yud, Machlokes. There are more Paskins that Sveik is mutter even the Dovish Yeshla Matirin. He gives a bad example. Those alone Yadeh gives an example, so they all jump. That's a poor example. But that's what the words of the Ramos say. Sveik is a better kula. Sveik is a better kula than Sofik the Rabbanal kula and then Bittel Beroy. Bittel Beroy is a het mitakrechts. And Sofik the Rabbanal kula is a het mitakrechts. It's a bekoshi. Yamatirits. And whenever you can avoid that, you must avoid it. Davishesh Matirin, you must avoid relying on those hater. But Sveik Sveika, that's Hatha Gomer. That's perfectly Mutter. Mutter Lachatrila. Who trusts that even by Davishesh Matirin would also be Mutter? So this is a major machlekes. Is that true or not? To say the machlekes over, in other words, in another case, this comes up a lot. Is it Mutter Lachatrila Litsa Sveik Sveika Biyadayim? Is it Mutter Lachatkila? There's a Mogen Avram who has the following discussion. Let's say I want to buy a suit, and there's a shaila whether it has shatnas in it. But the worst the shatnas can be is only the rabbanim. And I'm not sure, and there's no way to ascertain. There are cases where shatnas are the rabbanim. So let's say there's a safek. So are you permitted to buy the suit? Why not say Safik the Rabbanu Lekula? The worst it can be is only the Rabbanu, Safik the Rabbanu Lekula. So the Mogen Avraham says, no, Hastabrera, buy the other suit. But that's the only suit in the world. The other suit is almost as good, just as nice, it costs the same amount of money, so buy the other suit. So the Mogen Avraham coins a term, Osa Litzar Sveika the Rabbanu Biyadayim. You're not allowed to set up a case. If you fell into a blotter, you fell into a mess, you're in a predicament. I have a piece of flesh, and it's a sofik derabbanon. So I have a brer, either to feed it to the dog, or I should eat it myself. And the worst it can be is an isa derabbanon. So make me mekel zayin. I'm hungry, so I'm allowed to be mekel.
You can't create a sofik.
But to do it lachatchila, if you have a brer to avoid it, it's a the Magen Avraham is a kalvachaimer from a davishesh matirin. Davishesh matirin here. I fell into a case. I didn't do it via dime. I fell into a case. I have a beitza sofik nolda biyontiv sofik nolda biyarev yontiv, and the worst it can be, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchok, is only an isa derabbanon. So we say your choice to eat the egg today is litza sveika derabbanon lekula biyadayim. Don't choose to eat the egg today. Wait till after havdalah, and you won't be creating any problems. So we eat, even in this case, I didn't create the case. I fell into the case. Even here, you're not allowed to. So certainly, you're not allowed to buy such a thing lachatchila. Litza sveika derabbanon lekula biyadayim. For sure, you're not allowed to. So what about litza sveika biyadayim? In hashgachas, it comes up sometimes. You want to give hashgach on a certain product, and you're not sure about certain things, but you know in advance it's always going to be a sveik. It's always going to be a sveik. Are you allowed to set up a system to rely on a sveika lechatchila? So the Nadi Yehuda's son has a tshuva about this. Nadi Yehuda's son wrote tshuva shivas tzion. Some people enjoy it better than Nadi Yehuda. Nadi Yehuda sometimes goes that with kachim and complicated. Nadi Yehuda's son is much easier. He wasn't the goyim that the father was. He speaks our language better. Nadi Yehuda is too big, so a lot of times we don't understand what he's driving at. So he has tshuva, so it's called, he took over the father's rabbonis in Prague after Nadi Yehuda passed away. So he took over the rabbonis. So sometimes they call Nadi Yehuda chela gimel. The Nadi Yehuda has two chalokim, Madura Kama, Madura Tinyona, and now they call this Nadi Yehuda Chela Gimel, the Tshuva Shibastia. So he has a Tshuva where he quotes from the father's Tshuva from the Nadi Yehuda, and then he brings it down to earth and he explains what his father was talking about. He documents it. This, he says, this sugya here is the machlekes harishonim. Is svek sveke muter by davish eshla matirin or not? Mufurisha machlekes. The some rishonim say, yeah, it is muter. And others said, no, davish eshla matirin, you would not be muter svek sveke. What's the machlekes? Whether the heter svek sveke is absolutely heter gomor, you don't even have to try to avoid it. Oh no, it's also like sveke the rabbanon lekula, like bittel beroy. It's a heter with a krechts. Yeah, you have to try to avoid it. So that's the same issue. What about litza svek sveke the adayim? Is there anything wrong with that? So he said, the Rabbi Yehuda's son writes, he thinks you should be machmer on that. He thinks you should be machmer on that, Shai.
Rabbi, the permissibility of eating after
Pesach
is based on a
speck.
If it was rooted in the previous year, we don't know if it was rooted in that year afterwards.
You mean the permissibility of eating Chodosh before Pesach?
Before Pesach.
After Pesach, everything is Yosha and it's all Mutter.
No, what if it was rooted, let's say it was rooted a
a week after Pesach, if you took root after Pesach.
Yeah.
Well, the concept is a distribution of birth is a steak staple.
Right.
Here, it would appear that you're allowing yourself to be involved in a potential suffix situation. You should all adhere to Chodesh the entire year, put stuff away. You address that?
In the Shulchan Aruch, the traditional kula that the Ramah quotes for Chodesh is because Sfek Sfeika. That what? That maybe this is old Tvua from 2 years ago. And even if it's this year's Tvua, maybe it took root before Pesach, so the Mele it's Yoshin also. So the Ramah says that because of that Sfek Sfek, look, the people were hungry. They had to eat something. So we allow them to eat the Tvua when they're hungry. Well, let's say a guy's going to fress and eat cookies and cakes and he's going to eat 55 bagels. That's not a shas atrak. So then the Ramah v'takana b'meikah. Sex sake is only when there's the kosher, when you have no brera. The Ramah claims that that heter, the practice to eat the chodesh in Europe, was based on a sex sake. Others are not so happy with that Ramah. They say that it's not a valid sex sake. The whole thing is mishay mechot.
Yeah,
it's basically the same suffix. Is it Chodesh or is it Yoshin? But you're saying, is it Yoshin from 2 years ago or is it Yoshin from this year because it took root before Pesach? The same thing, is it Chodesh or is it Yoshin? So they say it's Shein Echad.
You buy food on Tisha B'Av, a week before Tisha B'Av, there's a possibility that it took root 3 weeks after Pesach. And therefore, you shouldn't eat until the following year. So you're putting yourself into the suffix. Yoshin should get hit with the entire year.
No, the Ramah is talking that people are hungry. The people are starving, so they have no bread, they have to eat something. So that's not called machten satzma le sex sick. You're hungry, you have no bread, so you have to be matem itan sick.
Nowadays, the time should not apply this.
Einachinami, we shouldn't.
That's the Ramah. It's the Eskami.
Not a sex sake, a machine.
Whether it took root
before or after, right.
What about chutzlures?
The kula that people rely on today is a different kula. The Aruch HaShulchan writes about it in Yerideya, in the statement about Chodesh. Morgan Avram quotes it, but I don't know what it's like. He rediscovered America. The Aruch HaShulchan gets so excited about whatever he likes, he gets very excited about. So he writes, oh, he just solved the whole world's problem with the Chodesh. That what he found, the Rabbeinu Baruch, what a little Sefer HaTrumah. Rabbeinu Baruch was the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, one of the Balei HaTosis. In Zvochim and Menachos, they quote a lot from the Rabbeinu Baruch. So Rabbeinu Baruch has this little, like a kitzur Shulchan Aruch, called the Sefer HaTrumah. It sells for $2 in the store. And Tosis always quotes from the Sefer HaTrumah, you would think, Miyodeya. It's a tiny little Sefer. So he explains why you're permitted to eat Chodesh today. So he says, we paskin that Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz is only the Rabbanim. In Eretz Yisrael, the Issa Chodesh is deraisa. So there's no dreidlach, no pshetlach. When a chutzlort is only the Rabbanon, so then there's what to negotiate. So what does he make all about? So he says, whenever you have a din de Rabbanon, a chutzlort, and it's really, should have been from the mitzvahs atliyas baretz, like trumas and maisis mid the Rabbanon. So Tosis writes in Chulin, Tosis in the Rambam, quote from the Yerushalmi, that they only instituted trumas and maisis mid the Rabbanon by the arotis hasmuchas l'Eretz Yisrael. Only those countries that border on Eretz Yisrael, because in the Amun and Moav and Mitzrayim and Surya, the countries that mamish border Eretz Yisrael, in Europe and America and Australia, different continent, Arotzes Arachokis, it doesn't apply. So the Rabbeinu Baruch writes the same regarding Chodesh, that Chodesh b'chutzlar is only the Rabbanon, really it's only the Reis in Eretz Yisrael. So if you live far away from Eretz Yisrael, you don't even have it in the Rabbanon. That's where the Aruch HaShulchan gets all excited. The Mogen Avraham quotes that, the Mishnah Brura alludes to it. And most of the poskim disagree with the Rabbeinu Baruch. They hold the Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz is their ice. They hold the Bach has a different heter. The Bach claims that Chodesh b'Chutz La'aretz is only prohibited if it grew on a Jewish farm. But if the farm belonged to a non-Jew, then the din of Chodesh doesn't apply. That's what the Bach claims, an original idea. And the Vilna Goyen is very upset about this. Why the Bach wrote that? He says that Vilna Goyen. The Bach has a commentary on the side of the tour. And the tour, you have the tour in the middle and you have the Beis Yosef over here and the Beis Chodesh on the outside. The Bach is the Beis Chodesh on the outside. But in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have the Bach on the page. So no one would have known about this Bach if not for the fact that the Be'er HaGoyloh on the side of the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Bach. Be'er HaGoyloh is a great-grandfather of the Vilna Goyen. So when you read the Be'er HaGoyloh is just additional he'oris on the Be'er HaGoyloh. Be'er HaGoyloh gives you Mar Mekaymus, and the Vilna Goyen gives you more Mar Mekaymus. So So once in a while he doesn't agree with the mamakaimus of his great grandfather. So here he goes out of his way, he says he shouldn't have quoted that Bach, it's utterly ridiculous. The Vilna Goyen attacks his great grandfather on the page on the Shulchan Aruch, nobody quotes the Bach, only the great grandfather of the Vilna Goyen, the Be'er HaGoyla. So he says, Yafa Haysalo Ashtika, you shouldn't have quoted this Bach, it's utterly ridiculous, and it's against Taisus and it's against the Yerushalmi. There is no such din. That Chodesh and Chutzlah, it only applies on a Jewish farm. If the farm is owned by a non-Jew, so then the din of Chodesh doesn't apply. So he says it's absolutely wrong, you shouldn't have quoted it. But that's what many people rely on that Bach.
People rely
on the Bach, they rely on the Sefer HaTshuva. The truth of the matter in America is probably not Chodesh. The truth of the matter is that in America is probably, there is no Shaila. Probably is not Chodesh.
Which gets stored for
years. Probably is not for.
There's also a difference between the land being belonging to a Jew or not.
No, even the Bach only says in the Chutzlah. No, and Eretz Yisrael doesn't make a difference.
So this is a chiddush on the part of the Bach.
Yeah, an original chiddush. It's taka against Taisus b'shem Hayusham, Taisus and Rosh Hashanah, and Taisus and Kiddush, and quotes Hayusham b'feverish against the Bach. The chiddush applies a filu b'chutzlah, a filu b'sod shalakum. B'feverish a Yerushalmi quoted by Taisus on the Dach. So this issue, this is a big issue in Yerideya. The heter of Svek Sveke, is it a better heter than Sveka de Rabbana Lekula, better than Bittel Beroiv? And you can even rely on Svek Sveke by Dovah Sheshla Matiran. Oh no, it's only heter with a big krechts. So whenever you can avoid it, you have to avoid it. And ain't litza Svek Sveke biyadayim lechatchili. You shouldn't set up a system whereby you're always going to be relying on Svek Sveke. Has Nafkimin is also from Amzeris, also other Shilas. The din is that Sofik Mamzer is Mutam and Atara, but some hold that if it's a real Svek Sveka, then it would be Mutam. Sofik Mamzer is Mutam and Atara, but Asim and the Rabbanon. But Asim and the Rabbanon, did they make the Chumra the Rabbanon on Sofik Mamzer, even on a Svek Sveka, or not? So some, Tosis has 2 days. So some say, no, Svek Sveka is such a good heter. There's no latest Asofik is heter Goma, no problem. But those who hold that Svek Sveka is episode like Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula, it goes with a kvetch, with a knetch,
but
with a kvetch. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So there's a whole discussion. That's the Machlekes on Adaf. That's the Machlekes. Some Rishonim said that that's the answer to the Braisa. Svek Asura, and the Sarva Belef is also Asura, even though it's a Svek Sveka. And others said no. Others said it goes on Vada, can't go on Sufik. And others said no, it's a Dov Sheshul Matirin, even a Svek Sveka is us. That's exactly the Machlekes HaRishon. So on this, no, Agunas we spoke about Trey Rubei. That's a different thing. Trey Rubei. The Gemara says if the husband drowned in the ocean, but it's Maim Shein Lahem Sof. The husband drowned in a lake, and we can see all the edges of the lake, and we're standing there for half an hour, and he didn't come up. So obviously he's dead. So where did he go? He didn't get up to the dry land. He must have died. So that's Maim Sheyesh Lahem Sof. Every Maim has a Sof, but the question is whether the witness can see the Sof. But if he drowns in the ocean, we can't see the end of the ocean. He keeps on going. Maybe he swam under the water, got up over there, but we can't see. So that's the terminology, Maim She'en Lahem Sof. So Maim She'en Lahem Sof, there's a Chumra Midirabbanim. In our Torah, we assume the man is dead, he's not alive. Midirabbanim with Machmir, and we say, you don't follow Roiv. You have to be Machmir to say that, go Basa the Miyut. In Agunis, they were Machmir. He said, you have to go Basa the Miyut. So there's a Ramban in Chulin, of all places. There's a Ramban in Chulin, where he writes that this Chumra, that Maim She'en Lahem Sof is also Midei Rabbanan, not to follow Rav. This is because Maila Osu Biyuchsin. This is the language the Gemara has in the end of the first Perek in Ksubas in a different context. Gemara is talking about Mamzeres. The Gemara is talking about a Kohen marrying a woman who may be a Zayna. We're not sure whether the woman is a Zayna, whether the child is a Mamzer, but different issues of marriages. So the Gemara says, Maila Osu Biyuchsin. They made a Chumra Midei Rabbanan not to rely on the Rav. Even if you have a case where it's the Roiv indicates that it should be Mutter, they made a Chumra not to follow Roiv. So the Ramban ends on, just like over there, Ma'al Osa B'yuchsan, unless you have Trey Ruby. If you have Trey Ruby, then it's Mutter. So that's where Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan pointed out, the Ramban made an equation. He said that Maim She'en Lahem Sof It was also because of my loss of the yuchsin, and even though there's a roiv, it's still awesome with the rabbanon, because unless you have a trey ruby. So you see from the Ramban that if you have trey ruby by the maim shein lamsof, you have a double roiv. It would have been muta by maim shein lamsof. This never says in the Gemara. The Gemara says that trey ruby is muta. That's by mamzeris. The Gemara has it. By mamzeris, you say trey ruby is muta. By to determine whether the woman is a zayna lekayin or not, you say trey ruby is muta. But the Gemara never said it by maim shein lamsof. So that was Rabbi Yitzchak Hanna's big kula. That was his big heter. That take for example, let's say. We knew that someone was on an airplane, and the airplane crashed. We know the airplane crashed. No, the airplane crashes most of the time. The people get most of the time. Most of the people get killed. So there's a rave that he probably got killed, but we never found the body. So there is a far out chance that maybe he's still alive. Maybe despite the fact that the airplane crashed, maybe he's still alive. But Rabbi Yitzchak Hanna had like this: what if the airplane exploded in midair? There was an explosion, and then it crashed to the ground. After the explosion, it crashes, or after the explosion, it falls into the ocean. So then he said, it's trey ruby. It's one roiv that every airplane that explodes in midair, some of the people will get killed there, because, even without crashing. And even if it wouldn't explode in midair, an airplane that crashes in the ground, or an airplane that goes into the ocean, mistama, the likelihood is that everyone's going to get killed. So that was Rabbi Yitzchak Hanna's kula, came out to all cases. Of missing people in the submarines and Eretz Yisrael, everything is kamat. All the cases are covered with the Rabbi Yitzchak Hanna's kula of trey ruby, and that trey ruby is based on a Ramban. But the Ramban said that Maim Shein Lamsof is awesome with the Rabbanon, because Milo also be also not to follow Rov, just like the Gemara says in Ksubas, unless you have trey ruby. That the Gemara in Ksubas says if you have trey ruby is muta. Monk Suva is not talking about the Aguna. So the Ramban, Kahuna, is talking about Kahuna. So the Ramban seems to make an equation in the Mohammeds with the Maim Shein Lamsof. So that's the cool of Trey Ruby. That's the cool of Trey Ruby. By Agunas, that's the big cool of Rabbi Yitzchak Hanna. He took a din in the Gemara and he showed the way it doesn't apply. Most of the cases it doesn't apply. So on this famous kasha that we're discussing now, that we spent.
Yeah, but no, this
is
the head in one way, and
the Yar Sameach has the following historical insight. So what happened most of the time was that very often there was only an eight echos. Very often it would be a goy, an isha. Eight echos. So there were makel that eight echos is acceptable. So there were makel, so people are going to be mezalvah on the Yisrael Eisinah. Yeah, any slighter, neifa pareach. They heard a rumor that the husband is dead, so they'll go remarry. So the Chachamim had to be machmer on the other hand to balance off the kula. Whenever the Chachamim introduced it, it was an unbelievable kula. That eight echad is sufficient, then I tell you need two eight. So because they introduced such a kulis, in order to balance it off, they felt compelled to introduce the pilon chumris to balance it out. So they put the chumris in cases where most of the time it won't really affect us. The kula of eight echad covers many more cases than the chumris. How many people get involved in Maim Shein Lamsof? Most of the agunas will be muta based on the eight echad. Okay. So once in a while you have such a catastrophe. You have a few thousand people in a Maim Shein Lamsof. Okay. Okay. That's how the Yar Sameach analyzes it. And he shows there's a Rashi like that it's the same by Par Aduma also. There was a machloikis that was raging during the Bai Sheni that was so insignificant. You don't even understand what they made such a big fuss about it. The dispute between the Dukim and the Prushim about Par Aduma. There's a din, the Hizah Tohar al Atomi, that the Adam Tohar who makes the Par Aduma, who burns the Par Aduma, who collects the ashes, and the one who mixes the ashes with the water and the one who sprinkles the water has to be Tohar. So what if he's a Tvul Yom? What if he was Tomei, went to Mikvah, and he didn't have Harav Shemesh? So he's tohar, basically he's tohar. He's not allowed to eat chumah, he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, a little bit tomei, but basically he's tohar. So that you would think that this was Shaila came up every day. How many times did they make a paradum in the history of the world? They didn't make so many. The Mishnah says there were only 9 paradumas and guns in the history of the world. How many were in Bai Sheni? 2, 3, forgot already. Got to look in the Mishnah's book. So they made it that this was the biggest machlokes between the Tzedukim and the Prushim. And the Tzedukim said he has to be Tohar Legamre. They were machne. You're not allowed to use a Tfulyom. A Tfulyom is possible for Asiyas HaPorah. In the Purushim, the Chachamim said that is not true. The Purushim are the Rabbonim. The term Purushim means the separatists. So that Bikurshim called the rabbis, like today. The Reform called the Orthodox the separatists. Because they don't want to follow the Din HaTorah. We're following what the Jews did for thousands of years. We're doing the same as we always did. They're the ones who broke the way. So they call us the separatists. That was Bizman Bai Sheni, the Tzedukim, who didn't want to accept the Torah Shavah Peh, so they called the Rabbonim the Prushim. The Prushim means that they're Purish from the normal Kehillah. So they had this Machlekes. The Prushim said, you're permitted to use a Tful Yom. It's permissible to use a Tful Yom to do the Asifasa Efer, to do the Kiddush, to mix the water with the Efer Aporah, and to do the Hazal B'Hisar Torah Tam. It's permissible to use a Tful Yom. And the Tzedukim said, you're not allowed to. So the Mishnah says, in order to demonstrate that we don't listen to the Tzedukim, Metamin hoyu akoyin asarifes haporah, they used to be metamehim and tell them to go to mikveh, bedafke lahachis, to dafke use a tfuyom, to show that we don't listen to the Tzedukim. But they have to, what was the whole issue?
Demonstrate.
There must have been something going on. The whole thing that Bai Sheni was at this, according to the Gemara, Bai Sheni was 420 years. According to the history books, it was 560 years or something, it was bigger. The whole Bai Sheni, how many times did they make a paradumah? It wasn't such a common shaila. Why they make such a big tzimis about it? Azoi shtei. So Rashi says, because they felt compelled to introduce that kula, why they feel so compelled, we're not so sure. They had to introduce the kula to be metami the koyin, and to tell him to go to mikvah, bedavke, to do the asiyas hapara, to make a point to dafke, do it with the tulyom. So Rashi writes, so therefore they had to balance it off and introduce tons of chumras. So they introduced unbelievable chumras. They had a section in Yerushalayim that was absolutely tahor, that there were rocks under it. So they knew for sure nobody was ever, there was no tumas mace. There was no mace, there's no kever at the home. There's no body. We don't know. It could be that we're all sitting on top of cemeteries here. We don't know what was in the days of the Indians. Maybe they're all dead bodies under the ground. So everything is matami boil. So everybody's talmud, we don't know. So they have a little section in Yerushalayim, 2 blocks by 2 blocks, tiny area, that they knew for sure there was no dead body. Nobody was ever buried there. There's rocks under there. So they took women who were pregnant, who would volunteer. They couldn't draft anybody. They asked who's prepared to give birth to a baby in this little area, and the baby shouldn't leave this area till he reaches the age of 8-9 years old. For 9 years he should raise a child? And an area 2 by 2 he can't walk out to make sure that he's tohar. And what they do with these kids, once he reaches the age of 8-9, he may become a balkari, because at the age of 9 is biyosabia, he can become a balkari. So then he's no good already. So after the age of 9 they kicked him out, graduated, they expelled him already from this. So they raised the kids there, they had to have malamdim in this area, this 2 by nothing area. What did he do? In case they'll have to make a paraduma. How many paradumas did they make already there? In case they had to make a parduma, they would use these little kids who were tohar from the day they were born, had no tumas mace, that they should ride at the age of 2-3 have to ride on big animals and go draw the water for tohar. Everything has to be done the tahara, and they used to use kalim that are not even a kabel tumah. Used to use clay glolim, clay adoma, clay avonim. That's bamish adobishenim kabel tumah. So Rashi writes, what did they introduce all these wild chumras for? Because they felt compelled. Why they felt compelled, we're not so sure. They felt compelled. They had to introduce this kula. That introduced the kula. That had to be mitami the kain, political statement. They had to be mitami the kain asarifas hapara. Sometimes you have to make political statements. Tanoim did it. So they had to be mitami the kain asarifas hapara. Kedei lahaisim ili mishalat dukim. To demonstrate that you have to do it. You're allowed to do it b'tol yom. So to offset that kula, people will think, yeah, tumas meis, machnish toi, it doesn't matter. So they had to balance it off by introducing chumis. So that's what the Yerushalmi says is the answer to the riddle by the agunas. Most of the time we're mekel, and all of a sudden we pile on chumis, unbelievable chumis. So he says, that introduced kulas, mishum meguna kila berabona. But in order that people just shouldn't be mezalzel, and the whole issue of eshes ish, so they had to balance it out to show, no, we have chumis also. You have a lot of chumris, in order that you shouldn't think that the Rabbanan are not trying to make light of the Issa. Yeah. So here, on this kasha, on this topic that we left off over here, the Brisa says, Sveiko Asura, if you have a Beitza, Sofik Nolda Biyontav, Sofik Nolda Biyereb Yontav, it's Asur. Why is it Asur? Even if the whole prohibition of Beitza Shinolda is only the Rabbanan, you don't say Sofik the Rabbanan Lakula because of Dovah Sheishla material. And then many Rishonim read the Nisar Vabel of Kulam Asur goes on the Sveika. Even though it's only a Sofik Beitza, this Beitza, it's not even a Vadai. Sofik Beitza Shinolda Biyontav, Shinisar Vabacheres is Asur. I said, Sachapela, let it be mutim mitam sveik sveike. So some Rishonim said, no, just like Dovah Sheishla Matir, and you're not allowed to say Bitul Beroi, and you're not allowed to say Sofik Derabon Lukul, so you're not allowed to say sveik sveike Lukul either. But the Ramo does not paskin like that. The Ramo says in the end of Simukuf Yud that sveik sveike Lukul afilu bedovah Sheishla Matir. That's how it says in the Ramo. There's still another answer. There's still another answer, and that's the Ravid. On the bottom of the Rift, the Ravid has his comments. So the Ravid has a famous teretz that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, this Ravid. When do you say Svek Sveika is Mutter? There are two kinds of Svek Sveika. What's an example of a Svek Sveika? Let's say you mentioned the Ramor. It's not such a good Svek Sveika. You mentioned the Ramor before. I have this bread, and the bread is made from grain. It could be the grain is from 3 years ago. It could be it's from this year, but it took root before Pesach. So the Ramor, Asher Ramor, the Ramor considers that a Svek Sveika. So that's called Shtei HaSvekes of the Gufa Sheldova. V'dover Echad. The two Svekes are, is it Treif or is it Kosher? Maybe it's Kosher because it's from 2 years ago. Maybe it's Kosher because it's Ha'oimah Hitiro. That's Shnei Svekes V'Gufa Dover. Then you have another kind of Sveke, the Shtei Taruvis. Yeah. That's the Gemara in Zvachim. That takes us close. The Gemara in Zvachim has like this. Have a Tabash al Avarizor. There's a Getchke in the Kirche. And it's wearing, and everybody bows down. So not only is the pesel, not only is the alil, also bano, even the tachshitin, even the jewelry, the noye avodah zara, are also also bano. So let's say have a tabash shel avodah zara, a ring that's standing on a statue, and the nochrim worship the ring. The yidden worship the ring. The nochrim, whoever worships the ring. So the tabash shel avodah zara is also bano. So if that tabas gets mixed in with others, for some reason or another, the Gemara never explains why, you say the tabas is not bottle. There's also a discussion around Machlok, the Rambam tells you, why is the tabas not bottle? That's given. The Gemara assumes the tabas shel Avodah Zarah is not bottle. So one tabas of Avodah Zarah gets mixed in with 10, all 11 are asur, misafin. One of these 11, I don't know which is which, one of these 11 falls into a group of another 10. Now I'm not even sure, and now I don't know which is which. I don't know. So if I take one, I don't know if this is the lucky winner. Is this the one that fell in? And even if it's the one that fell from the Karubis and Rishonim, who says that the one that was originally? So the Gemara calls that Svek Sveka. Shtei Tarubis. Shtei Tarubis is called Svek Sveka. That's in Zvachim. There it's two Tarubis. So the Ravid writes, there are two kinds of Svek Sveka. One is where the two Svekas are in the Gufa Dover, and one is where the two Svekas are, Taruv is identifying it. Not that the Sofik is a Treif, is a Kosh. I know there's a Treif for Tabas, but I have two Svekas in identification. Is this the also Dika Tabas or not? And maybe that this is not the Tabas that fell in from the Taruv is a Rishonim. And even if it is, maybe the one that fell from the Taruv is a Rishonim was not the one that fell in originally into the Taruv is a Rishonim. But if you have Sofik Echad Beguf, Sofik Echad the Taruv is, that doesn't constitute a Svek Sveka. That's the famous terminology of the Ravid. Sofik Echad Beguf, Sofik Echad Betaruv is not a legitimate Svek Sveka.
Is it reasonable to say just opposite? Because if you have a Sofik here and a Sofik there, it falls in 1 to 10, then from the 10 in another 10. The same thing.
It's like 1 in 20.
1 in 20.
One in 20.
That's it. What happens if it fell in first right away in 1 to 20?
It's not bottle. Not bottle.
So yeah. What's the big deal that it's
okay.
In two goofing like it, first it would be more reasonable to say.
Okay.
Because two.
Good. The other Rishonim don't agree with the Ravid. The other Rishonim hold that it is a good Svek Sveka. Yeah. But we in Shulchan Aruch, we pass like this Ravid. that the Rebbe says you do read it together. Sveiku asura, because davish yesh lo matirin. Vim nesar vebel of kulam asuras. Why not? Because svek sveiku b'davish yesh lo matirin is lachumer. Not true. Svek sveiku b'davish yesh lo matirin would have been lekula. But this is not a legitimate svek sveiku, because since it's suffik echa begufoi, I have the one beitza, so I'm not even sure if it's treif in the first place. Maybe it was nol the bear of yontif. And even if it's nol the yontif, I'm taking out one beitza. So I don't know that that's the one that's the suffik on. Suffik echa beguf, suffik echa betaruv is not a sex thing. So that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This comes up all the time in slaughterhouses. That's all they used to give hashgachas on slaughterhouses years ago. Now he passed away then. So he said, if there's a slaughterhouse where they claim that it doesn't come up, you should know they're lying. It always comes up. The Hainu, they were shechting behemoths all day long, shechting chickens all day long, and then they separated this over there. All of a sudden they found that there's a trephis in the lung. So the whole behemoth is also, now the behemoth is mixed in with all the other behemoths. So you can't say bitl beroy because it's a chaticha haruyalist kabel. You can't say bitl beroy. But sometimes it's not a baray trephis, sometimes only a suffix trephis that we're machmaran. So it's a suffik echa biguf, a suffik echa b'taruv is. There's one suffik whether the behemoth is a treif in the first place. We're not so convinced. We're machmein on a bikim, we're not boki in b'dika sareya, we're not boki, so we say it's a suffik if it's a treif. And then even if it would be a treif, I'm not so sure that this, they're sending this flesh to Wyoming, and this is sent to Florida, this is sent to Queens, this is sent to Manhattan, there's different parts. Different animals are sent different places, so we're not so sure in any given place when you get your delivery of flesh in the butcher store. We don't know that that's even the one that had the suffix. It's a taruvis. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a suffix gecha beguf, the suffix gecha be taruvis is not an acceptable sex figure. So in the tour, when the tour quotes this Ravid in the tour, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Ramo. Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote the Beis Yosef. He's the one who wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So this is already not in the Shulchan Aruch. This is already the Shachan Yeridei quotes this from the Tur. Rabbi Yosef Karo, in his commentary on the side of the Tur, writes one pshat in the Ravid, and the Darkei Moshe, the Ramo, writes in his commentary on the Tur, on the bottom of the page, the Darkei Moshe, he writes a different pshat in this Ravid. What is the Chumrah based on? What is this Chumrah based on? So Rav Soloveitchik said that he had a tradition from his father, from his grandfather, that you can be mekel like the Beis Yosef. Even though usually Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, he said he had a tradition, you mekel like the Beis Yosef. The machlokes is the following. This is a very long shaila. Machlokes is the following. This Ravid that we paskin like this Ravid, that is Safik Echa Beguf, the Safik Echa Betaruv, it does not constitute a Svek Svek and Meiza Siba. Meiza Tam, what's wrong? So the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe understands, to use Rabbi Soloveitchik's terminology, the Ramah does not write this terminology. He says the two svekas are incommensurate. Obviously, the Ramah did not use them. He says they don't blend in together. If you have two svekas, bitaruvis, taruvis, you shine with a taruvis shniyah, so that's one kind of svek. You have two svekas, begufa dobrem, and start from yachad to create a svek. But one is a suffik echo, two different types of svekas. One is a suffix if it's treif or not. Then the suffix in identifying the chaticha, I'm not sure, maybe this is the one that's a suffix treif. So there's such different types of svekis, it's not meyor echad, it doesn't blend in. So that's why it's not a valid sex svekis. According to the way the Darkei Moshe writes, the Simen Kuf Yud, according to the Ramah, any and every case of suffix echad begur, suffix taruv is always going to be lechum. But the Beis Yosef writes a different hezer, huh?
Yes, it's
but the Beis Yosef writes a different hezer, and that's the one that Rav Soloveitchik liked, and he gave a lot of shiurim on this. He gave explained Rambams and Ravids and other things. The Beis Yosef writes an underword. The Ma'aseh Shehoya is Azoy. Sveiko Asura means I come into the chicken coop on Yontem and I see, hey, there's a beitza. I don't know whether the beitza was nol the meyer of Yontem or Yontem. So I see I have a shiloh already. So what's the din? You have to go
lechumre.
After I already paskin dois lechumre, then it's mitzarev b'achiras. So I know it's the paskin lechumre. So how can I be mitzarev? That's first suffik echa beguf. To the suffik the taruv is to make a svek svek. So I know it's the paskin lechumre. But what if it would be nol d'shtei asveikas v'vasa achas, and it would be sofegech b'grub sofegech v'taruvis? And that's what he said happens every single week in the slaughterhouses. And if they say otherwise, they'll lie. That's the lashon that he said. That they shecht a lot of behemoths, and they do it quickly. Yeah. And then they already mix everything up, and then after they already mixed it up, then they discover that one of them was a suffix trefer. But at the time they realize it's a suffix trefer, it's already. The Vasachas, it's already a suffix trefer. Suffix echad b'guf, suffix echad b'tarulis. So the Beis Yosef says you go l'kula there. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, he always used to go l'kula against the Ramah. The Ramah is not in Shulchan Aruch, and in Shulchan Aruch the Ramah doesn't say anything. It's in the Darkei Moshe on the tour. The Shach quotes the Machloek, and the Shach says, we're Ashkenazim, we follow the Ramah. Rav Soloveitchik said that he had a tradition from his father, from his grandfather, that you can follow the Machaber here. You can follow the Beis Yosef. That the reason why Safik Echad B'Guf, Safik Echad B'Taruvis is no good is not because the two Sfeikas can't blend in together. Nah, it doesn't have to blend in. It's because there were no Dubizeh Hazeh. When the first Safik was Nerlad, we had a Paskenais L'Chumrah. Once you pass Kanais Luchum and Shanai, get passed and finished. So you have to be Mitzar of that Sufik to create a sex fake if you already Machriya Luchumra on that. But if you'd have a case where the Shteyas fake would be Nolder, but Vatsachas, then the Beis Yisrael says, you can be Mekel on that. So that's what he had Pilpulim and Pilpulim on Rambams and Ravids. What's the din? Let's say you have a Sufik Daraisa Luchumra. So Sufik Daraisa Luchumra means, well, you don't know what to do, you don't want to violate an Averis because you don't know what to do, so you better not do it. Well, is that what it means? Well, is the Pshat? No. When they have a Sufik Daraisa Luchumra, always get Paskin Luchumra. Not you don't know what to do, everything is hanging in the air. You Paskin Ois Luchumra. So there's a Machloik, is the Rambam and the Ravid about that. Let's say a person has a Sufik whether he has to shake a lulav or not. A person has a Sufik, he has to shake a lulav or not. It's a Sufik Daraisa Luchumra, he has to shake the lulav. Does he say a bracha or not? Do you say, Oiz ge paskin luchumre, b'toras vada, you gotta shake the lulav, you gotta say a bracha. But you say, no, I don't know, you don't know, so you better do it. But if you don't know, so that's a Sufik brachas l'hokka. So you had more Rambams and Ravids with Lushitosas, with Gantamaisas, all because of this Beis Yosef. All because of this. Because the Beis Yosef understood, and he had a family tradition to paskin like this Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef understands this Ravid. We paskin like this Ravid. That the reason it goes together, Sveika and the Sarabella goes on Sveika, doesn't go on Vador, goes on Sveika. I let it be moved to me, Tom Sveika, so we don't paskin like that answer of the Rashbo, that Dovish Eshlam Atira and Sveika is not Muta. No, there are more paskins in the end of Simukuf Yud that Sveika is Muta Rafilu, but Dovish Eshlam Atira. The answer that we paskin like is the Ravid's answer, that whenever it's a Sufik Echa Beguf, the Sufik Echa Betarubis, it's not a valid Sveika. And the Beis Yosef learns Pshat and the Ravid that it means they will nol du shtei asvekes b'zeh achazeh. If it would have been nol du b'vasachas, it would have been mutter. But it was nol du b'zeh achazeh when you were machma on the first one, is oiz get paskin l'chumre. So once it's oiz get paskin l'chumre, huchra l'chumre, so you can no longer use that suffix to be mitzarfet to the next suffix. So oiz get paskin.
But coming back to the Beis Yosef, let's say if he at night he left the chicken coop and he thought he had 10 eggs. And he comes next morning and he has 11 eggs. It could be maybe he didn't count right. He doesn't know which one it is. This is Fekfeker. Because he did not determine yet.
Okay.
Am I right?
Yes, so we say that that's Lechumra.
How can it be Lechumra?
That's what it says. We passed him that
time. He did not pass judgment yet on the one egg because he didn't know which is what.
But he may or may not have a beta
among them. There may or may not be an egg on among the 11.
That's what we just said, Lechumra. That's what the Ravid read, that he called Lechumra. He's not sure if he has a mukta dik egg mixed in with the kosher egg. That's cool stuff.
And we don't have it.
Okay.
So why
that's
is nobody
speck speck, but that's not a speck speck. It's not even a speck speck. It's a suffix. It's a suffix, but it was from the beyond.
It's not even a sex fake. Okay. May not even be a sex fake. Okay. Yeah.
And nobody says that should not be a suffix because if it fell into 10 and then from the 10 to another 10, should be the same thing if it fell in 1 to 20. This is sort of, it looks like.
The Rishonim point that out. So they say. Because when the trefa, let's say the tabash of Avodah Zarah fell into the ten. Min HaTor it's all bottom.
Yeah.
The whole thing is only a chumer with the Rabbanim. So when one of those ten falls in, if it would have lachatchila the tabash shel Avodah Zarah would have fallen, that's the case in Avodah Zarah, tabash shel Avodah Zarah. If one falls into 20, we would have said all 20 are rasa. One falls into 10, so we say all the 10 are rasa. But it's only midirah bottom, min HaTor it's bottom. Now one of min HaTor everything is mutter. Now a thing that's mutter min HaTor fell into another 10. So min HaTor is mamish, no shayla. The whole shaila is only to begin with the derabbanan, and you have again bitul beroy. I should say bitul beroy v'ana derabbanan. So that's why they call it shtei taruvis. It means ad kedei kach de chachamim when I'm
after.
It's not really a word of svek sveiki. Yeah. It's just ad kedei kach de chachamim didn't feel it.
Yeah, but the sufi, he also read the sufi role yesterday. Today it's also minatoy of the mutter already.
Yeah.
So therefore, you also have something which is mutter minatoy that fell into taruvis, right?
So that's what the Rabbit says. No, that's Sav Gach Begov Sav Gach with Taruvus, isn't it?
What okay. happened if all the ten fell into the?
Then Taisa says it'll be us. Yeah. It's then Taisa says. So what's the Chiddush? They say might have thought that it's like Trey Rube by the Gemara. The end of the first paragraph. So you don't say it like that. Yeah.
Somebody is in doubt whether that counts as Sphira one night and missed the entire day. He's in doubt. Says
that one of the last accounts the next night with the brachah, I'll steak straight. Doesn't appear to fall anyone of the plates that you gave as a type of the umbrella of steak. Steak of dinim had a pasuk, and maybe the din is that even if you missed a day, is also good. And maybe I didn't even miss a day.
But it's not in the
paper
itself. It's
a din. It's a
din. I mean, what is the suffix in the facts, and what is the suffix in the halacha? The Naisa Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch say, Mikir Adin we paskin, nobody holds like the Bahad. Mikir Adin we really paskin, if you get one day, you do continue to count with the bracha. But out of respect, out of deference to the Bahad, we don't want to violate his shita. So if it's outright violation of his shita, that we wouldn't do. The Bahad says he missed a day, so you're not mukhif to continue to count, and then if he counts, there will be a bracha of Atola. So that case, we don't go against the Bahad. But if it's already slightly not what the Bahad says, so we don't hold from the Bahad, because we never hold from that Bahad to begin with. The whole Bahad is a shver avot. All the Rishonim say that they don't agree. So it's not really mitam svek sveker. The Prichodesh writes it as svek sveker. But the later Achranim say you don't even need a svek sveker. It's just, you're not mechayev to be machmer so far for the Bahad. The whole thing is a chumer to begin with. Okay, good. Anyway, this Omer Gemara is quoted heavily in Yerideya.
You can see?
Yeah.
Heavily where?
In Yerideya. By the Taruvis, by all the dinim of Taruv. Okay, let's see the next Gemara. We left off over here in Dalet Amid Aleph. Tanya, about 10 lines, 15 lines from the top. The line begins, Tanya says it's a Tasefta de Mechilten, a Tasefta in Beitza, and it's also an Adius, in Perek Sheni in Tasefta. Tanya says in the Tosefta, Achirim Omrim Mishum Rab Lezer. Some say the name of the Tana Rab Lezer, Beitza Teyochel Hi V'Imo. Yeah. We know Rab Lezer Shamuti, who Rab Lezer was from the Talmud of Beishamah, so Vashtetzach, he's going to. The Democrats vote Democrats in the public. So he's going to say, like Beishamah. So he says, Beitza Teyochel. You're permitted to eat the Beitza. But he added on a new Knech. He says, Beitza Teyochel Hi V'Imo. Not only can you eat the dates, that's what Bishamai said, you can even eat the hen. Freg the Gemara b'mayaskina, what kind of a hen are we talking about? Lema. If he should say it's Tanagal Sambedis Lachila, it's a hen that you plan to shecht. So that's a regular shechting, a regular chicken on Yonta. Pshita the Hidim Shaya. What is he adding on? He says, not only do I hold like the Bishamai that you're allowed to eat the dates of Shinoda, you're even allowed to eat the hen. They still are also asking me to eat the hen. We still only ask it on the beitza. The hen is Tanagal Samedis Lachila. The hen is Mutta. Ever you have to say he's adding on something. It must be as the Tanagal Samedis Legadel Beitzim. Oh! So Daftach Zain Muktza. So how does Reb Leizer say? So how does Reb Leizer say that you're allowed to eat the beitza or the Tanagal? Maybe it doesn't hold for Muktza. Oh! So Rashi says, no, that can't be. Rashi quotes over here in parentheses, says Lakama Dafla Medalid, and Rashi quotes state the fairish Ablazer, this Tana, Ablazer ben Horkinus. Whenever it says Ablazer's Tana, it's Ablazer ben Horkinus. It says he does hold that animals are mukta, unless you mazman them at Bod Yom, Mishnah is like that. So you could say that Reb Lezer did it. He's not. Reb Lezer's name is mentioned there. Reb Lezer says if you plant a shecht a chicken, you plant a shecht the birds. Yeah, the pigeons. The pigeons on Erev Yontov, so you have to be mazmin, you have to tie a string on the leg, make sure it doesn't get mixed up with another pigeon. You have to remember which one is, otherwise it's going to be mukta. So you see, Reb Lezer says there is an issue of mukta in Shecht. There's also mukta that live chickens are mukta, right. Unless you're mazmin them lachila. So you can't say that you're talking about a tanagolus amedes legadol beitzim, and he holds there's no problem of mukta. He does hold. So you have to shift back again. Now he's talking about a tanagolus amedes lachila. Lachila is not a chiddush pshita. Everybody knows. Basil will also agree. So what's pshat? We don't know pshat. Omer Rab Zeire, he's going to give pshat in the Tosefta. What did Rab Lezer mean? What he meant to say was te'ochel agavimo. What he said was like this: are you permitted to eat the beitza shenoldo? So Rab Lezer says, I hold like Beit Shammai, that you're permitted to eat the beitza shenoldo. Sometimes yes, and sometimes no. It's it depends.
Like
if you're allowed
like cutting a piece of bread.
Oh! So he says it depends on the status of the hen who laid the egg.
If it is legadol beitzim,
we're going to see what's going to happen. Teyochel agavimo. Sometimes I say like Beishamai, you can eat the beitzah, and sometimes not like Beishamai. That depends on the status of the mother. Hechidomi, what's the tekezof? What did Rab Zeira say? Rab Zeira is explaining Rab Lezer that sometimes you may eat the beitzah, sometimes not, depending on what's going to be. What's going to be? Amar Abayi, the story is like this: Kigon Shalakocha Stam. He bought a hen Erev Yontov, 2 days before Yontov. Didn't decide yet what he's going to do. He has, let's say, an egg farm, and he has he has a big farm. Some of the chickens he shechts and he sells them. He has empire together with empire shechting millions of chickens. He has other hens that he has for laying eggs, and he makes a business from the eggs. And every time he buys a new hen, it takes him a couple of days till he decides what he's going to do with it. So he bought soon before Yontov, and he didn't decide yet what's going to be with the hen. Is it going to be a medes lachila, or is it going to be a medes legadol beitzim? But the tanagolus is not going to wait till he makes up his mind. Tanagolus is going to lay eggs anyway. So what's the din? The tanagolus gives birth to an egg, lays an egg. So what's the status? If the tanagolus are medes lachila, so the tanagolus is not mukta, and the beitza is not mukta, zuchla difres. If the tanagolus is amedes legadol beitzim, that's how this gemara is learning the story, like Rav Nachman. If the tanagolus is amedes legadol beitzim, then the tanagolus is mukta and the beitza is mukta. So that's what Abayi says. Pshat and Rav Lezer, kigon shelokach hastam, he just brought the hen before Yontov, soon before, didn't make up his mind yet. So then it's And then the hen lays an egg. So what's the din with the egg? Yeah. So then it depends, what does he make up his mind on Yontov later in the day? If Nishchato, if he decides later in the day he shechts the hen, is Hubratov and Afreya, as far as the Lachila matters. So then the Beitza is Muteret. He can eat the egg. And if by the end of the day, Loi Nishchato, by the end of the day he didn't decide, apparently he's going to leave it Legadol Beitza, is Hubratov and Legadol Beitza matters. And then the beitza is going to be asur.
So when is he eating the egg? If it's at the end of the when is he eating the egg?
You want to keep it tomorrow?
No. He means that he makes up his mind. Later it seems that he makes up his mind. He's going to save it.
Look out for it. He can't use the egg until he designates the chicken.
Right.
Or if he eats the egg, then obviously makre, he automatically bought off.
No. The beitza was nolda. The beitza was nolda already. What's the status of the beitza will be determined later. If he makes up his mind that the tanagolus is going to be lachila,
then he can eat the egg.
Till he makes up his mind. Yeah. So that's the shaila. And why does it help if he makes up his mind later? You matter the shaita, we didn't know. So how does it go?
Epsilon Afreya. You have to wait till the end of the day, or till he makes up his mind over the day.
Sometime later in the day. Yeah. So but even if he does make up his mind, how does it help later? When he makes up his mind later, it helps him Afreya.
No, he's only going to be allowed to eat it when he makes up his mind, not
right.
From before.
No, at the time that the beitza was nulled, he hadn't yet made up with
the egg.
Yeah, but he didn't make. So why don't you say, but at the time that it was nulled, it should be Asura. Asura himself would say no. If later on he makes up his mind that it's going to be a medes lachila,
he doesn't need it till later.
Yeah. No. But we paskin that this beitza was muteris, even though the beitza was nolda before he made up his mind.
Yeah.
For the first hour or two after the beitza was nolda, 9 in the morning, let's say. For the first hour or two, he still didn't make up his mind. He still didn't make up his mind. By the time they come home from shul and it's time to make the sudas yontif, they say, okay, let's have fleishiks, I'm going to shech the chicken, and mele, you can eat the egg. So how does that help? The beitza was nolda, he did not yet make up his mind. So the rishonim say it's based on breira.
It's the same thing like a grapefruit. You have a grapefruit, you don't know whether you're going to make juice from it or you're going to slice it up. And some juice came out. The juice came out, the same thing like the egg, you can make a choice.
I don't know what the deal is in that case. I don't know.
But the juice is no different than the egg.
You're right, but you're explaining this Gemara with a case that I don't know what the deal is.
I give you other one, maybe by the grapefruit it's clearer than on the egg.
Is it clearer by the grapefruit? I don't know. Okay. Anyway, here, that's what the Rishonim say over here. They say it's based on the idea of Breira. That Reb Lezer holds, Huvra Adova L'Mafreya. Huvra Adova L'Mafreya. That it's a medis L'Achilo.
It's Chabachilig if the egg got mixed into the others. Otherwise, if the egg is still there, if he ate it, he ate it. If he
didn't eat it.
So what happened? So what is my shalah now? Is he allowed to eat it? What's the shalom now?
Is he allowed to eat his beitza?
Even though he hasn't made up his mind.
He clearly did not make up his mind until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But before the beitza.
And before 1 o'clock, the beitza was older before 1 o'clock. Right. And at that time, he didn't make up his mind yet. So why don't I say it's muktzeh? So you say no. If by the end of the day he makes up his mind already that it's amedes lachila, then I say it's matalef mafreya the egg. So the Rishonim says it's based on the principle of Breira. Principle of Breira is a shver avot. Breira is a long story in Shas, but we learn Gittin, we discussed a little. Breira is Gemara Slater, all right. It's a big headache. Breira is a big problem. Okay. That's how Abayi says. Rab Meri says, Rab Meri doesn't often this. Such a complicated, such a shver pshat. He says, no, Rab Meri Omar, Guzma Katani. Rab Meri says, sometimes when people speak, they throw in exaggerations.
It doesn't mean it.
Reb Lezer holds like the Beis Shammai, that the Beis is Shinol the Miyantav is Mutter. So he says, not only is the Beis Mutter, even the mother is also Mutter. Trying to emphasize that it's Mutter. How do you know? The Tanya is going to prove his point that it's just a Guzma, doesn't mean anything. Not to be taken seriously. The Tanya, we have a Braisa, Acherim Omrim, just the same. Acherim Omrim Shem Reb Lezer, the same Tanya. Beitza tiyachal hivi imo, that's the same quotation, and then this tosef adds on another line. The freyach ukli pasef. You have a little chick that was null to be yontif. So just like a beitza shenol to be yontif is mutter. So if the hen sits on the beitza long enough, if it's a fertilized egg, not a fertilized egg, you can sit forever. It's not going to develop. You have to have a zacha and a keva. But if you had a zacha with an akeva, a fertilized egg, then if the hen sits on it long enough, it'll develop into a chick. So the egg will crack. The egg cracks open in the middle of Yontif, and an Efrech jumps out. It says, and you can eat the Efrech with the shell.
Who eats the shell?
So obviously it's a Guzma. You can eat the Efrech with the shell. Unless you're going to say, no, he doesn't mean that. So that's what the Gemara says, my klipasa, what does he mean? If he should say klipa mamish, you can eat the shell. Klipa basachili. It doesn't make any sense. Ella means like this. Maybe what he meant to say is a serious statement, not a guzma. If you want to say a serious statement, he meant you can eat the efrayach bikli pasta.
Why?
When you have a chick, it takes 21 days, I think, till it fully develops, until it cracks open the shell and it comes out. So maybe the Bryson means to say, I can crack open the shell and shech the efrayach before it cracked open, before it came out on its own. It's only 19 days, it's only 20 days, it didn't have the full 21, didn't jump out on its own. Premature. You can eat premature. You can eat the Efrayach Bikli Pasa, it means I'll crack open the shell and I'll shecht it early. So the Gemara says, L'chol HaDeis, you're not allowed to. There is a Machlokes HaTanoim later, the Gemara says, if on a weekday, on a regular Tuesday night, the Efrayach cracks out of the shell, breaks out of the shell, and it takes a while, takes a few hours until the eyes are able to focus, until niftachu einav. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. If you shecht an efroyah, if you shecht a chick that's so young, there's a din that you're not allowed to shecht the behemoth until it takes 8 days. That's a sophic nafel, but that's not by yoifes, that's only by behemoths. I know if you can shecht on the same day. But what if I shecht the eyes before the eyes open sufficiently that it should be able to see? So that's a machlekes hatanoim. But if you shecht the chick before it even broke out of the shell on its own, you crack open the shell and you take it prematurely, and you go and you shecht it, that for sure it's an avela. The shechita is not chal, it's called an avela, it's an nefesh.
Nefesh,
that's the lashon Gemara later, and lekama davov on the base. So that's what the Gemara says. What does he mean, afroech biklipas? Ilei meklipa mamish. Does he mean, seriously, he can eat the shell? Who eats shell? Ela maybe means afroech biklipas, he can eat it even before it broke out from the shell. So Gemara says it's not correct. Al pi halacha, kama pligi rabbanan aleid rab lezmi an gefele, hecha diotza la'aveh ha'olam. It cracked open from the shell on its own, but it was lo niftachu eino. Al hecha de lo yotza la'aveh, if it didn't even crack out of the shell, then there's nothing. Lo pligi, there's no machlekes. Not allowed to. It's a shechita, is an avela. The shechita is not chal. It's called the nesel. So what did Rabbi Lezer mean when he said you can eat the afroyach uklipasa? So obviously it's a guzman.
Guzman,
you can eat the egg and you can eat the shell. It doesn't mean anything. So when he said you can eat the egg and you can eat the mother, also didn't mean anything. Nothing more said guzman. Achanami, it's a guzman. Okay.
Exactly.
An exaggeration. The Haftarah of today's Sedra speaks about the fact that the brothers finally made peace with each other. They were tricked and they hated Yosef so much. And today they finally get together and they were kissing and hugging and loving each other. They finally made peace. So the Haftarah speaks about that someday in the distant future Yankiv and Esav are never going to make peace. Yankiv and Esav are never going to make peace. But the Haftarah speaks about you should take Eitz Echad to represent Yosef and Eitz Echad to represent all the other Shvatim, and you should hold them together and they'll be united, and then we'll be unity and Klal Yisrael, and then we'll build the Beis HaMikdash and we'll have Mashiach and David HaMelech, all the wonderful Haftarah. That's Haftarah Vayigash, as opposed to the Haftarah earlier, as opposed to the Haftarah of Vayeshev, where the Haftarah says about the terrible tragedy of Vayeshev, the brothers didn't get along together and they sold Yosef. They didn't make peace. The Haftarah of Vayeshev speaks about how terrible it is, about the split in Klal Yisrael, they don't get together, and it says, terrible, 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 we're going to suffer, and no necham at the end. Soloveitchik used to sometimes say this drasha, even in Megillah Seicha it ends off with Nechome, the end of the Teichach ends off with Nechome, in the Chukaisai, even the Teichach and Kisova has a Nechome in the next Sedra and Yitzavim. You have a Teichach with no Nechome, it just ends off. Hashem debe mi lo yinove, the Novi is going to say the Nevuah is going to be Shlecht, it's going to be terrible. So he said all the Tzores that the Klal Yisrael has, everything has a Nechome. This never has a Nechome. The period in the Klal Yisrael, the machlokes that we have amongst ourselves, there's never any nechama for that. That's the cause of all of the chorbanos, and that's what the pasuk says in Vayigash, when they finally got together and Yosef reveals himself to the brothers. So it says that Yosef was crying on the Yamin's shoulder, and the Yamin was crying on Yosef's shoulder. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, they were crying over the chorbanos of the different bata mikdashim, of the Mishkan Shiloh, of the Bais Rishon, of the Bais Sheni. What does it mean? The chorbanos of all the bat mikdashos is because of the machlekes and the Klal Yisrael. That's what they were crying about, the machlekes of the brothers. That's going to cause the whole period of the Klal Yisrael. Yeah, you have to get together. But we have to keep in mind, getting together means getting together. The Frumi didn't get together. There are Jews who are, let's say there are Jews who are Mishumadim. We have to get together with the Mishumadim. What does it get there? Some people hold you have to get together with the Christians. Get together with the Christians. What has it got to do with our religion? It's a different religion. So there are Jews who are also not part of Klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, we're not happy about it. There are Jews who are not Maminim, they don't believe in anything. What should I have to get together? Al pi halacha, those people are not part of Klal Yisrael. They are Jewish, you're not allowed to use them as a Shabbos guy. He's a Yid, you're not allowed to cut off his payas, he's a Yid. Not allowed to feed Macholos Asuras. But he's not part of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael means that they're all together. Together means that they have emunah, they believe in Bris Milah. They don't intermarry, but people that don't have any emunah at all, that's not shaykh to get together. For business purposes, they have to try to negotiate, try to make peace with them also, but not to make peace on a religious level. not to make peace on a theological level. They keep on hacking that about this pluralism she does. It's unbelievable. What do you mean pluralism? What, there's the Jewish religion and then there's the Christian religion. What do they have to do with each other? The Christians, Hamaim Gerat HaMishagas, that these are sister religions. These are twin religions. That's what the Chazal say. The Yankif Yesov were twins, and they represent these two religions that the Christians claim are twins. The Christians claim that their religion is a twin religion of Jewish religion. What does it got to do with the Jewish religion? We believe in monotheism, and they don't believe in monotheism. It's either yes or it's no. They're no twins. If they're twins, they're not identical twins. Yankif Yesov were not identical twins. One was full of hair, one was not. They were very different from each other. They could be distinguished very much. It's not that they're so similar that you can hardly tell the difference between the two. So the same over here. You cannot blend together Jews who, on a theological level, you cannot blend together Jews who don't believe in Ikari HaEmunah. If you have these Hasidim and the other Hasidim and the Misnagdim and the Lubavitcher with the Satmar or with the all the Hasidim, they all believe in Torah Min HaShemayim. They all believe in Bris Mila. No one is into that. So that's the definition of Klal Yisrael. So you always had Yud Beis Shvatim. So you have to have everybody blend in together. But to speak about blending in together with people who are not part of Klal Yisrael, that's the same as blending in with the Christians. We don't want to blend in with another religion. They were crying. The brothers were crying, and the Nevi'im are speaking about the tragedy of tragedies, that the Frumah Yidden don't get along with each other. Religious Jews, the Taz and the Shach and the Bach, everybody's disagreeing over here. And they're Ravid and the Taisus. Everybody disagrees, but they all believe in the same rules and regulations. They all believe in it. And Torah Min HaShemayim, and they all believe in Shmiras HaMitzvah. So they all have to get together.
Yeah.
Let me mention again that next week I'll be in Eretz Yisrael, so I won't be able to say this year, but the week after I will.
Should they know better than you?
I'll fax it to you.
Yeah. Do they know better than you?
It's on my schedule.
Yeah.
I forgot what day.